Have you ever brought your magic to Walt Disney World like, hey, we came to play? Did you tip your tiara to a Creole princess or get goofy officially? Step up like a boss and save the day? Or see what life's like under the tree of life? Did you? If you could, would you? When we come through, it's true magic. 'Cause we came to play. Bring the magic at Walt Disney World Resort.
Hey ladies, it's Shirley Strawberry. As women, we put our hearts into everything. May is High Blood Pressure Education Month, and it's time to focus on our heart health. Release the Pressure wants to help Black women look at self-care as an act of self-preservation. During High Blood Pressure Education Month, let's help get our goal of 100,000 Black women putting their hearts first and learn more about their heart health. Visit iHeartRadio.com/RTP for official rules and a chance to receive a $1,000 gift card to take care of yourself and prioritize your heart health. That's iHeartRadio.com/RTP.
Whether this is her first Mother's Day or her 40th, she deserves more. Shop tons of stunning on-trend jewelry for every budget at Diamonds Direct. Diamond fashion jewelry, beautiful birthstones, everyday pearls, starting at just $200. Commemorate the real loves of her life with a gorgeous pendant featuring the birthstone of the one who made her mom. This Mother's Day, Diamonds Direct is everything you need to say thank you. Diamonds Direct, your love, our passion. Online at DiamondsDirect.com.
If you want to level up your marketing and business knowledge, look no further than the Marketing School podcast, hosted by Neil Patel and yours truly, Eric Hsu. It is the number one marketing podcast on Apple and number 15 on business in the United States. Now, if you want to listen to interesting conversations with operators that have been there, done that, also with other interesting guests, then listen to Marketing School every weekday on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
All right, it is time now for today's Strawberry Letter. And if you need advice on relationships, work, sex, parenting, and more, please submit your Strawberry Letter to steveharveyfm.com and click Submit Strawberry Letter. We could be reading your letter live on the air, just like we're going to read this one right here, right now. Could be yours. You never know.
You never know. Buckle up and hold on tight. We got it for you. Here it is. Strawberry Letter.
Thank you, nephew. Subject, he kept an apartment for years. Dear Stephen Shirley, I'm 37 years old and my husband is 45. We've been married for 8 years and he's been lying and keeping things from me the whole time. When we started dating, he was living in a two-bedroom apartment and it was the ultimate bachelor pad. I was living with my mother because she insisted that I stay there until we got married. Right after the wedding, we bought a historic ranch home that needed a few upgrades. His lease was not up yet, so we stayed in his apartment for 5 months. When we finally moved to our own home, we were able to buy new furniture. He said he was giving his old furniture to his nephew. I let him handle that, and I focused on our new home and fixing it up. I should have helped him move out of his apartment or at least monitored where all of his furniture went, because I recently found out that he didn't move out of his apartment building. Instead, he downsized to a studio apartment and moved his sleeper sofa to the new place. I found out all of this the other night while we were at a friend's birthday party. One of the guys got drunk and started reminiscing about my husband's cool creep spot, and I could hear him. They all tried to shut him up, but that made it worse. There was no way around it, so my husband confessed that night. He told me that he used the studio apartment as an Airbnb until 2021, and he made a lot of money from it. He showed me the account balance with my name on the account, but all I could think about were the times he was supposed to be out of town, and I wondered if he lied and was really at the apartment. Shouldn't you share this type of info with your spouse? Are there more secrets? Should I trust him? Wow. What a way to find out about that apartment that he still had it and everything. He moved to a studio.
I can't wait to hear this answer. Ooh,
yeah. Okay. Well, just it's coming. It's coming. Hang on. Anyway, as I was saying, what a way to find out. Yes, he should have told you. that he had an Airbnb. Of course he should have, but you know how it is when people get drunk at parties and stuff. They do get to talking now, and sometimes they know what they're talking about, sometimes they don't. In this case, it sounds like he did know he was talking about. In any event, I think he was telling the truth because everyone was trying to shut him up. And he distinctly said, creep spot, because you heard him. And that's what made your husband confess. I'll give him credit, your husband, for having those Airbnb receipts so you could see him. You could see the account balance and all that. But he didn't give you any of the money and your name was on the account. I say, no, don't trust him, because if he had you thinking he'd gotten rid of the apartment and he really didn't, he was using it as a creep spot, you know, which that's what creep spot means, to cheat and all of that, then he definitely could be lying about other stuff. So no, he's not to be trusted at this point. Are there any more secrets? They're bound to be if he kept this big secret. Again, should you trust him? I say no. Steve?
Break up to make up. That's all we do. First you love me, then you hate me. That's a game for fools. Shirley breaks up more relationships with this damn letter. I was sitting here just waiting to watch her wreck another home. She did not let me down. Break up.
He cheated.
That's all we do. Nothing in here says the man cheated. First you love me.
Well, and, would you give your answer?
I'm about to give my answer. I'm answering my question with a love song. That's okay. From the crooner from the Willis Johnson show back in 1991.
Nobody knows what you're talking about. Just give your answer.
The Shirley Strawberry letter. Lord, help me.
That is it. And I said what I said.
I know, Shirley. 37-year-old lady, wonderful lady, and her husband is 45. That's an 8-year difference. They've been married for 8 years. Ironic, I do numbers like that because I'm always fascinated with numbers. He's been lying and keeping things from me the whole time. Is that new? Nope. Is that the first time? Nope. Has it happened in other relationships? Yep. Should it happen in other relationships? Yep. You can't tell everything. And regardless as to whether our person whose name adorns these wonderful letters says this or not, women don't share everything either.
We don't.
And they know that they can't. But the moment a man don't share something, here we go. You low down, stinking, trifling, ornery, no good, dog face. You men, of course. But I just wanted to say this. I want to apologize to the men that listen to this show who have to sweat while in your car with your wife on the way to work, dropping her off. I know you've considered skipping over the strawberry letter of lately due to the turn of events. With Shirley being the home killer that she is, we'll be back in my response to try to save this relationship before Shirley says another relationship.
I don't have a creep spot.
Off to divorce court.
I'm not breaking them up.
Shame on you, Shirley.
Okay?
Nobody said this was a creep spot.
This is an Airbnb. Response coming up at 23 minutes after the hour.
Airbnb.
We'll get back into it right after this.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
Black representation is so important. It lets you know you can dream and realize those dreams. The next generation of influential Black voices can be found on NPR's new collection, Black Stories, Black Truths. Black Stories, Black Truths is a celebration of Blackness from NPR. Each of NPR's Black voices are as distinct, varied, and nuanced as the Black experience itself. In the Black Stories, Black Truths collection, you'll hear stories of joy, resilience, empowerment, and creating world-shifting things out of struggle. Every episode is a living account about what it means to be Black today, told from a unique Black perspective. From Bobby Shmurda to The Wire, Michelle Obama to reparations, there's no limit to the range of Black Stories, Black Truths. Black perspectives haven't always been centered in the telling of America's story. Now they are the story. And NPR's Black Stories, Black Truths, you'll find a collection of some of NPR's best podcast episodes celebrating the Black experience. Hear a feed of episodes from across NPR's podcasts that center Black voices. It's NPR Noir. Listen now to Black Stories, Black Truths from NPR wherever you get podcasts. Hey ladies, it's Shirley Strawberry. May is High Blood Pressure Education Month. It's crucial for us, especially as Black women, to focus on our heart health. We pour our heart and soul into every aspect of our lives, but often our own health takes a back seat. That's where Release the Pressure comes in. It's all about us. Black women seeing self-care as an essential act of self-preservation. Whether it's for yourself, your family, or our community, your health is invaluable. Let's help get to our goal of 100,000 Black women putting their hearts first and learn more about their heart health. Here's how you can join in. Head over to iHeartRadio.com/RTP for official rules and a chance to receive a $1,000 gift card to take care of yourself and prioritize your heart health. Let's make our health a priority. Visit iHeartRadio.com/RTP today. Together we can make a difference in our health and our lives. Join us and let's take care of our hearts together.
Have you ever brought your magic to Walt Disney World like, hey, we came to play? Did you tip your tiara to a Creole princess or get goofy officially? Step up like a boss and save the day? Or see what life's like under the Tree of Life? Did you? If you could, would you? When we come through, it's true magic. 'Cause we came to play. Bring the magic at Walt Disney World Resort.
If you want to level up your marketing and business knowledge, then look no further than the Marketing School podcast hosted by Neil Patel and yours truly, Eric Hsu. It is the number one marketing podcast in the United States and number 15 on business in the United States. And it has amazing guests such as Alex Hormozi, Layla Hormozi, Cody Sanchez. We pull in these amazing interviews with other people that are not only great marketers, but actual operators. And the icing on the cake is Neil and myself were also operators as well. So we share learnings from the trenches. We share secrets that we otherwise wouldn't be sharing with other people. And we also share other advantages that will help you get ahead of your competition. So all you have to do is listen to Marketing School every weekday on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
All right, come on, Steve. Let's recap today's Strawberry Letter and get to your response. He kept an apartment for years is the subject.
Well, first of all, I stand by everything I said previous today. I will recite the song that's obviously Shirley's motto, Break Up. To make up, that's all we do. First you love me, then you hate me. That's a game for fools. Shirley is in the middle of doing what she normally does in the Strawberry Letter, and I'm going to try to see if I can save this man's relationship. This couple is 8 years apart. They've been married for 8 years. She claims that the man has been lying to her the entire time. He was living in a two-bedroom apartment. Yes. It was the ultimate bachelor pad. You was living with your mama because your mama said you ain't going to live with no damn body till your ass get married, so she didn't move in. We bought, then you all got married. You bought a historic ranch home that needed some upgrades. His lease wasn't up yet, so we stayed in his apartment for 5 months while you was fixing on the house, I guess. When we finally moved into our home, we were able to buy new furniture. He said he was giving his old furniture to his nephew. I let him handle that. I focused on the new house and fixing it up. I should have helped him move out of his apartment or at least monitored all of his where his furniture went. No, you shouldn't have. Why? Why? Why would you got to focus on the new house? See, you're armchair quarterbacking now, lady. See, now you're beating yourself up about something that didn't happen. Why would you have to monitor his furniture where it was when you clearly were busy building up and fixing up the new ranch house y'all bought? So take this off your plate of worry and concern. That's not at fault. That's not your problem.
Wow.
I recently found out that he didn't move out of his apartment building. And now, he moved out the apartment.
Yeah.
He didn't move out the building.
Mm-hmm.
He downsized to a studio apartment and moved his sleeper sofa to the new place. How you gonna have a place down there and ain't got no sofa in it?
Right, right. It makes no sense, right?
So listen to this. I found all of this out the other night when we were at his friend's birthday party. One of the guys got drunk. His ass. All with his drinking ass. We done told this fool. Hey, man, you need to stop all this drinking. He out there. Everybody. Boy, I remember.
Come on, Steve. Come
on. Boy, DJ had a cold-ass apartment. Boy, we had a creep spot. We done bring him through there. Bring him through there. Over here doing that thing, boy. Ooh. We have some cold ones up in the crib. Shh, fool, shut your damn mouth. Shut your damn mouth. Man, I ain't gotta be quiet. That is how we all met our wives. What? Hey, man, be quiet. And I could hear him. They all tried to shut him up, but that made it work. You tell me to be quiet? I would have to be quiet if I was knowing about. He had it, and he got another one.
What?
This the other one. I don't like it as much because this is a studio. Why you give up the two-bedroom, dog?
Because
we used to be in there at the same time. Now I can only go in there one at a time. It's always crowded. I can't even get a room. There
was no way around it, so my husband confessed that night. He told me that he used his studio apartment as an Airbnb until 2021. He made a lot of money from it. He showed me all the account balances with my name on the account. Thank you, man. Thank you. Proof with her name on the account. Proving that this studio was an active Airbnb. And the reason he moved the sofa down there that was a sleeper was so you can turn something into a bed in that studio and can continue to make this revenue in here that he had the decency to make sure that you had your name on the account in the event that something were to happen to him. That is the surprise in life. Now, when you show up and you got all this new furniture, how you think he was buying this new furniture? The Airbnb. I do believe it was an Airbnb. He has the receipts to it, and you know he had the Airbnb, and nothing says he was using it as another pad. He was using it as a way to gain alternative revenue.
His drunk friend said it was a creep spot.
For his drunk friend, because he rents it out to him as an Airbnb. He used it as a creep spot. A lot of people rent Airbnbs as creep spots. That ain't nothing new. Man, Shirley. All I could think of was the times he was supposed to be out of town, and I wondered if he lied and was really at the apartment.
Yes, he
lied. Shouldn't you share this type of info with your spouse? Hell
yes,
no.
You should. Yes,
are
you
there
should.
More secrets?
What?
Probably.
Her
should
name
I trust
is
him?
On it.
Yes. He
her
listen
name
to me.
Is on the account. What are you talking about?
Shirley, her name is on the account.
She didn't even know about it.
I have accounts with my wife's name on it she don't know about.
Are they creep spots?
No, I can't creep nowhere. I'm famous
okay,
where I'm going.
Okay, thank you. Yes.
Right. Hey, Steve, what's up?
Why are you creeping?
Yeah. Hey, man, how you doing? Don't tell nobody I was over here. Yeah. Oh, hey, Mr. Harvey. Hey, how you doing, man? Hey, man, do me a favor, man. Don't sell that to nobody.
Don't tell anybody.
And I'm going to call you beforehand. Please remove that camera down that's up there in the ceiling on all right. The elevators and everything. Yeah, that's why you don't see my ass nowhere.
You know he's wrong for this. All right, hit us up on Instagram at Steve Harvey FM to comment on today's
give it up to all the
letter.
Brothers with Airbnbs out there. Keep hustling,
with creep spots.
Yeah, invest your money wisely, man. Airbnbs produce income. They're not creep spots.
You're man. Crazy. You can also check out the Strawberry Letter podcast on demand. Now, coming up next, it is Sports Talk with Junior right after this.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
Have you ever brought your magic to Walt Disney World like, hey, we came to play? Did you tip your tiara to a Creole princess or get goofy officially? Step up like a boss and save the day? Or see what life's like under the Tree of Life? Did you? If you could, would you? When we come through, it's true magic. 'Cause we came to play. Bring the magic at Walt Disney World Resort.
Hey ladies, it's Shirley Strawberry. As women, we put our hearts into everything. May is High Blood Pressure Education Month, and it's time to focus on our heart health. Release the Pressure wants to help Black women look at self-care as an act of self-preservation. During High Blood Pressure Education Month, let's help get our goal of 100,000 Black women putting their hearts first and learn more about their heart health. Visit iHeartRadio.com/RTP for official rules and a chance to receive a $1,000 gift card to take care of yourself and prioritize your heart health. That's iHeartRadio.com/RTP.
If you want to level up your marketing and business knowledge, look no further than the Marketing School podcast, hosted by Neil Patel and yours truly, Eric Hsu. It is the number one marketing podcast on Apple and number 15 on business in the United States. Now, if you want to listen to interesting conversations with operators that have been there, done that, also with other interesting guests, then listen to Marketing School every weekday on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hi there, I'm Bob Pittman, Chairman and CEO of iHeartMedia. I'm excited to announce a new season of my podcast, Math and Magic, Stories from the Frontiers of Marketing. Our guests this season show us big risk can yield big rewards. Like Rob Riley, the creative head of one of the world's leading advertising firms.
I try to create environments where anybody can say anything without any judgment.
Listen to a brand new season of Math and Magic on our very own iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcast, or wherever you get your podcast.